A reading from Galatians 2, verses 1 through 21. Then after 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, taking Titus along with me. I went up because of a revelation, and set before them, though privately before those who seemed influential, the gospel that I proclaimed among the Gentiles, in order to make sure that I was not running or had not run in vain. But even Titus, who was with me, was not forced to be circumcised, though he was a Greek. Yet because of false brothers secretly brought in, who slipped in to spy out our freedom that we have in Christ Jesus, so that they might bring us into slavery, to them we did not yield in submission even for a moment, so that the truth of the gospel may be preserved for you. And from those who seemed to be influential, what they were makes no difference to me, God shows no partiality. Those, I say, who seemed influential added nothing to me. On the contrary, when they saw that I had been entrusted with the gospel to the uncircumcised, just as Peter had been entrusted with the gospel to the circumcised, for he worked through Peter for his apostolic ministry to the circumcised, worked also through me for mine to the Gentiles. And when James and Cephas and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given to me, they gave the right hand of fellowship to Barnabas and me, that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised. Only they asked us to remember the poor, the very thing I was eager to do. But when Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he stood condemned. For before certain men came from James, he was eating with the Gentiles. But when they came, he drew back and separated himself, fearing the circumcision party. And the rest of the Jews acted hypocritically along with him, so that even Barnabas was led astray by their hypocrisy. But when I saw that their conduct was not in step with the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas before them all, "If you, though a Jew, live like a Gentile and not like a Jew, how can you force the Gentiles to live like Jews? We ourselves are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners. Yet we know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. So we also have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law. Because by works of the law, no one will be justified. But if, in our endeavors to be justified in Christ, we too were found to be sinners, is Christ then a servant of sin? Certainly not. For if I rebuild what I tore down, I prove myself to be a transgressor. For through the law I died to the law, so that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not nullify the grace of God, for if righteousness were through the law, then Christ died for no purpose. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Rocco Malardi, Trinity Lutheran Church, Pearsons, Kansas, and St. Paul's, Oswego, Kansas.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When we look to the law, or to ourselves, or to the world around us, all we see is sin, especially in our world today. Sin abounds all the more. But when we look to Christ, all we see is his forgiveness. For in our baptism, we were given the privilege of exchanging our sins for Christ's forgiveness. The blood that we owe because of our sins was paid by Jesus upon the cross. The wrath that we deserve for our sins was taken by Christ. And it is Jesus who poured out his blood for us, who marks us every week in the Lord's Supper as his own, and issues to us his forgiveness. In response to this grace, mercy, and peace of Christ, we get to live out the Ten Commandments. We get to love our Lord. We get to call upon God's name in every trouble, to pray, praise, and give thanks. We get to hear the word of the Lord and gladly learn it. We get to honor our father and mother and serve and obey them. We get to help and support our neighbors in every physical need. We get to love our wives or our husbands and honor them. We get to help our neighbor protect his possessions. We get to speak kindly of others. We get to be of service to others. Because when we look to Jesus, we see the fullness of our sin being wiped away and the love of God being showered down upon us. In response to this grace, mercy, and peace, we get to love those around us. For when we are in love and service to those on our right and on our left, we are in love and service to God himself. For it is Christ who has come for us. It is he who has paid the price for us. And it is through him that we live. St. Paul writes this: through the law, I died to the law, so that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. In the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. It is only by the grace of God that we have this precious gift, the gift of the forgiveness of sin. And now, may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
We thank Pastor Rocco Malardi for this meditation on God's Word.